getting yourself to training and being a better member. This week I want to talk about growth and growing our chapter and filling these seats so that when we do have those rainy days, everyone's not in a car accident and waiting for Dan. Just kidding. Anyway, how to grow our business and how to invite visitors. Everyone's probably questioning, well, I've tried to invite visitors and I've tried to get them here in Sucraj, it just has not worked. I don't know, what do I need to do? I've tried my best. Well, I've broken it down for you so that it is easy for you and you have no excuses and you'll have a visitor here next week. And with that said, I want, just kidding guys, calm down. I want to challenge you to possibly, when you have a one-to-one, ask the person that you're having a one-to-one with who it is that they'd like to have in the chapter. Is there an ideal referral? Is there someone that they're looking to meet? Is there a power partner that they have not met yet that isn't in their group? Ask them and see if you know that person possibly in your network. We just had two keynote speakers. Possibly have a one-to-one with them and say, is there an ideal referral? Is there someone that we can bring to your meeting? We also have a rotation going on every week of keynote speakers that are coming up. Might not be a bad idea to see if there's someone that you know or can think of that you can invite to their keynote speech. Just because we do have that rotation, like we can see Dr. Sadri and Sergio spoke today, we could have thought of, you know, who we could bring that possibly needed a health plan or who we know that possibly was avoiding the dentist. Next week, we have Liesl and Jack. So please be thinking of people that might need car insurance or possibly business insurance. Another thing is to start inviting people that are close to you. That's already a source of a person that you already know. Someone that's in a business, possibly struggling with their business, who needs a BNI meeting, and you know that, you know, a BNI meeting would work for them. Well, now that we've got the ideas and suggestions, how do you possibly invite them and get them here? Well, don't tell them that you're inviting them to a BNI meeting per se. Possibly tell them that you're inviting them to meet 25 or 30 of your best contacts. Let them know that, you know, they'll get commercial value out of it. They'll get a personal introduction. Everyone wants to meet them and is excited to meet them. Let them know who they could potentially meet in the chapter. So if there's someone that you could refer them to or automatically introduce them to, let them know that. Let them know there's three key people or two key people that they could possibly meet and get the most benefit out of. And ask them to bring plenty of business cards because they'll get the opportunity to pass it around. And let them know that we value and we highly value our visitors and they'll get the opportunity to say their message. Now, isn't that better than saying, come to my BNI meeting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And don't push them on the membership. Don't tell them, hey, I want you to join. This is really exciting. Let the meeting work for them. They'll know by themselves just from our energy and just the level of excitement that we have here. And let Dr. Jeff work his magic at the end. Do not tell them that, you know, I really want you to join, blah, 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 blah. And do not sit next to them and say, oh my God, this is the greatest meeting ever. No, don't do that. Go sit somewhere else and let them interact with other people in the meeting. Let them sit somewhere else. You sit somewhere else. Let the chemistry work for you. And after that, I think you guys should have plenty of ideas on how to bring visitors, and I hope to see the chapter grow. If you have any questions, please have a one-to-one with me or email me with any questions. Thank you.
Very good.